This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To me last week, thanks to the amazing people in New Mexico. Yep, New Mexico. They say New Mexico True. That's the new phrase that is part of the state's effort to grab tourists. And honestly, it grabbed me. It was great to spend some time in the land of enchantment. So I have to thank the people of that great state. I spent some time in Albuquerque, Santa Fe, and Taos, New Mexico. If you have not been to this state, it is one of our prettiest, one of our most interesting, and one of the states, I think, that really infuses a lot of different cultures very, very, very well. My name is Kate Delaney. Welcome to the show. If you have just joined me for the first time, welcome, welcome. And I'm speaking about New Mexico because I had a chance to take a little bit of a true vacation and spend some time in those spots. And it was absolutely breathtaking, and especially since I live in a very, very flat place. I was very, very, very high up to at one point, I guess, 10,000 feet. And, you know, when they say you can't breathe, then, you know, the oxygen and what happens with the altitude, boy, could I really feel it when I was hiking in the mountains, whether I was in Sandia, which is in Albuquerque, or I was in, one of the beautiful, beautiful areas in Taos, down by the Gorge Bridge. And it just, again, truly, truly was amazing. Throughout the week, I'll kind of infuse a little bit of New Mexico and share some of the cool things that I was able to see and do when I was there. And again, it truly was a magical, magical time. And I hope that during this summertime, whether you have a staycation or you get a chance to get in a car like I do, get in a car and drive somewhere, a true road trip, that you really, really let yourself feel that moment of being away from everything, where you don't have the tentacles of technology and whatnot just constantly, constantly on top of you. And I think that was one of the things that happened for me as well. I was able to take a true breath, as it were. And, of course, many, many things have now unfolded right the second I came back. And one of them, the biggest thing, is Afghanistan falls to the Taliban. How many of you listening to this show, whether you're listening in many of our other states in this country, or you're listening someplace else, are surprised by this? Tell me you're not surprised. When I look at Kabul and I think of all of the blood, sweat, and tears for the decades that went into Afghanistan, all the efforts to train, all of, again, the brave men and women who served in our forces and were there in Afghanistan, who fell, who came back, who were riddled with PTSD or were missing limbs, and so many I have interviewed and so many that I've talked to that we've had on the show. It just saddens me to see this, to see that it's no surprise, but how quickly, boom, like that. So what does the Pentagon do? They send more troops to aid in what is a chaotic crisis to evacuate the U.S. personnel that's still there and trying to get them out. The Afghani president, poof, Ghani gone, fled the country. And all of the U.S. presence that had been there for so long and came to an end, then that was it. And quickly falling. But then the discussion is, how long could we invest in Afghanistan? Like I said, it was fast moving what the Taliban did and how quickly the Taliban fighters took Kabul, how quickly it happened. I mean, they have retaken control. And it has been a very, very long time since that's happened. But the Afghanistan military, the desertions, the deals, the payoffs that happened just quickly made that fall. Wow. My heart just aches for the people again that in our brave military that were there for one tour, two tours, no matter how long, three tours, and some that never ever came back. So with just about a week, a little over a week, Taliban fighters overran a dozen provincial capitals and didn't find any resistance. And that, of course, led to, as I said, the departure of the Afghanistan president, the collapse of the government, Afghan security forces in the districts that were ringing around Kabul and the city just fell apart. Police checkpoints completely abandoned. And the military roamed the streets freely. Some are reporting that American officials and other foreign observers in the country are just shocked by this, stunned at how quickly this happened. The Taliban capitalized on all of the shaky ground that was around. Again, I'm not surprised. Maybe at how quickly this happened, but I'm not surprised that this happened, but very saddened for the people who are left getting crushed in the middle of this. And now what? It's back to what it was before. But initially, what was the mission? What was the mission in going to Afghanistan? That's what you have to think about, right? And it was easy. They offered money and people jumped to the other side, so to speak. All right, stay with us. We're going to hear what the Secretary of State had to say as part of the Sunday swirl. He was on ABC today and a few other places. We'll let you listen to what Tony Blinken said. And then we've got the mailbag coming up and a few other things as well, so hang with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Kate Delaney here. Facebook has already connected over 2 billion people to authoritative COVID-19 information. As access to COVID-19 vaccines expands, Facebook aims to help bring 50 million more people one step closer to getting vaccinated. KX Jin, head of health at Facebook, is here to tell us some helpful hints. What tips do you have for us today?
Not only are we working to inform people who want to get the vaccine, we're also working to share real-time trends in COVID-19 vaccinations, intent to get vaccinated, and reasons why people might not. Knowing this information means health departments and agencies can speak to the real issues and concerns that people have, and hopefully lead to more people confidently choosing to get vaccinated.
Where can our listeners go for more information?
If you want to learn more about all the ways Facebook is supporting the COVID-19 vaccine rollout, just search for COVID-19 in your Facebook app to explore.
Thanks, KX. So again, search for COVID-19 in your Facebook app for more information.
A lot of the discussion is focused around, I say the buzz in my backyard and yours is, of course, the Delta variant, and we'll get to that and what's happening there. There's concern over Fred and the tropical storm and where that's headed and how it's going to slam into the Gulf Coast area, really the panhandle of Florida. And then I think the other thing that's being talked about is Haiti and the big earthquake, and now over 13 people dead, as if Haiti could get yet another curveball. But Afghanistan is on the minds of so many people, and it's, as I said at the top, the shock, I suppose, with some people, the sacrifice that was made by so many of, again, our brave men and women for decades, sacrificing their, ultimately, some of them, their lives, and so many other sacrifices that were made along the way. So making sense of the military collapse and how quickly the Taliban was able to poof, just on all fronts, take over. I mean, you know, now you have the Pentagon deploying another 1,000 troops to Afghanistan from a brigade combat team on up, and with all this additional deployment, up to 6,000 troops, our U.S. troops could soon be on the ground at the international airport in Kabul. You know, think about that and for a second and get some perspective. The U.S. departing, and now you've got the old Taliban reemerging, or so it seems. And now 20 years of what's happened with this conflict, and what is life in Afghanistan like, but also this timeline of the U.S. war in Afghanistan, because it was a war. I can remember saying, some people are not processing how much we've sacrificed, how much families have sacrificed, and what does it all mean? So Tony Blinken, the Secretary of State, of course, was asked a lot of questions about what's happening and what's the plan, and about the deployment of more military, U.S. military, and what's happening in this chaos as the smoke clears. And here's a little bit of what he had to say today on ABC.
The fact of the matter is this. We went to Afghanistan 20 years ago with one mission in mind, and that was to deal with the people who attacked us on 9/11. And that mission has been successful. We brought bin Laden to justice a decade ago. Al-Qaeda, the group that attacked us, has been vastly diminished. Its capacity to attack us again from Afghanistan has been, right now, does not exist. And we're going to make sure that we keep in place in the region the capacity, the forces necessary to see any reemergence of a terrorist threat and to be able to deal with it. So in terms of what we set out to do in Afghanistan, we've done it.
All right, so there you go. As he said, what was the initial mission? What was the initially, why were we in Afghanistan? I think now what the concern is, okay, so the longest war, this long war, decades of fighting, was it worth it? Questioning that. There's confusion, there's chaos, there's disappointment, there's anger. And then on top of it, do we see an uptick in terrorism reemerging here in the United States? Will we see that? Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair Mark Milley warning of that, warning of an increased threat of a terror attack on U.S. soil after Afghanistan falls to the Taliban. He told a group of bipartisan senators on a call that the Islamist outfit captured the country way quicker than the president and other top military leaders had anticipated. So there is a concern as to what that means here in the United States. And so what do we brace for? What can we expect that will happen? And because of how quickly the Taliban emerged, the ominous warning is that there is an incredible significance, because protecting the U.S. against terror threats on domestic soil was the original reason, as you just heard from Blinken, for engaging in the 20-year conflict to begin with. Now there is a risk to igniting that flame here in the United States. And was it a miscalculation? Because the Biden administration said they believed it would take months for Afghanistan's national forces and government to fall. So because of the, I think, partially, look, was it a secret about the troop withdrawal and the timeline? No. The Taliban was able to take over almost the entire country in just a week. Oh. So miscalculation is what it's being called, a miscalculation. To me, it always seems that we show our cards. There's no cards that are hidden. They're face up on the table. This is what we're doing. Here's when we're withdrawing. This is what's going to happen. Boom. So could you send up a bigger signal and have everybody ready? But then the answer on the other side of that, as I've talked to military people, is how do you not do that? How do you not make people aware, especially when you're withdrawing troops and so much that goes along with that? Like the equipment of what a military war is like. It would be easy to see when things are being withdrawn. So it's a conundrum that boggles the mind. And what does it ultimately mean? There'll be a lot of discussion about this throughout this week here on the show. All right, a couple of other things that are happening, like the Fred, a tropical storm, is just looming over Florida once again. I mean, this is the hurricane season, right? So what could we see with Fred and Grace, the 1-2 punch? It's expected to make landfall Monday afternoon or evening, and then Grace could slam the south with heavy rain and strong wind by the week's end. So that's what we're looking at right now. The indications are this. Fred has regained that tropical storm status as of, you know, early Sunday when I was looking at the maps, and could really just blast out parts of the panhandle with maybe up to a foot of rain, possible tornadoes on Monday and Tuesday. That's something to look for. And now Grace right behind could be even worse, depending on the continued path. The storm has sustained winds of 50 miles an hour, right? So you have Fred that is getting closer to the Panama City in Florida and moving kind of north-northwest, maybe 10 miles an hour-ish. And then you have a Grace right behind. And this is hurricane season. Hurricane season during a pandemic. And what do people do, and how do they take and follow evacuation instructions? And especially in the state where they get so weary of it, right? Well, Governor Ron DeSantis has issued a state of emergency for 23 of Florida's 67 counties. Alabama's governor, Kay Ivey, said in her state they're monitoring the storm and encouraging people to be weather aware. I like that word, be weather aware. So that means you are just all over it at all times to see what's happening, because the current path does include Alabama, right, for Fred. And Fred ripped through the Caribbean. But a tropical storm. It rolled over the Dominican Republic and Haiti, knocking out power to about 400,000 homes and businesses before Haiti was then rocked by a massive earthquake. Because of that earthquake, crazy, 7.2 on the Richter scale, over 1,000 people dead at this point. And they're thinking they're going to find more bodies as well. That hit on Saturday. Buildings crumbled. People had no time to deal with it. And then you have this coming up right behind it that was pretty tough, even though luckily it didn't hit head on the way it was looking it was going to do. All right, stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, more of the pieces will fill in on what's happening with the Delta variant and COVID as classes start up again.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The death toll from a 7.2 magnitude earthquake that struck Haiti on Saturday has risen. Officials say that more than 1,200 people have died and another 5,700 have been injured. The majority of deaths coming in the south of the country. The government says that more than 13,000 homes have also been completely destroyed and another 13,000 have been damaged. and U.S. forces will take over air traffic control at the Kabul airport, according to the Department of Defense. In a joint statement with the Department of State, the takeover was announced along with an expansion of security at the airport, which is now housing the operations of the American embassy. They also announced the acceleration of evacuations for thousands of Afghans who are eligible for U.S. special immigrant visas. Nearly 2,000 people who qualify have already arrived in the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says officials have warned the Taliban against attacking U.S. personnel in the country. Jeremy Scott reports.
The Taliban took over much of the country, seized numerous provincial capitals as the Afghan army surrendered en masse in many locations, all in about the course of a week. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on ABC's This Week as U.S. personnel were evacuated from the embassy in Kabul.
We're going to make sure that we keep in place in the region the capacity, the forces necessary to see any reemergence of a terrorist threat and to be able to deal with it. So in terms of what we set out to do in Afghanistan, we've done it.
Blinken would go on to say that the Taliban should not attack U.S. forces or staff and said it would be met with a very strong, decisive response. That coming a day after a written statement from President Biden in which he said any action on their part on the ground in Afghanistan that puts U.S. personnel or our mission at risk there will be met with a swift and strong U.S. military response.
This is USA Radio News.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
For some of your thoughts on what's happened in Afghanistan, the shocker falling in less than a week, pretty much. What does it all mean, and how do you sum up that 20 years of investment of the blood, sweat, tears of so many in the U.S., not to mention what I was talking about before, the chaos that's created, the mess that has been caused, and what does it mean for Americans? What does it mean on our soil? Anything? Does it mean we can expect that there be some kind of repercussions? Easily the Taliban is enjoying the sweetness for them of success, and sadly for many of the people it means death, incarceration, torture, and who knows what else. Anybody caught aiding the U.S., they're done, as they were scrambling to get visas and get out of there. So many who were helping the American military. And many of you reacted about what's happened in Afghanistan over the weekend, and we will get to the mailbag coming up in our final segment. But before we get there, what's going on with COVID and the Delta variant? Well, there are a couple of things, a lot of things, in fact, happening, including the great divide, of course, that we've always had, whether it's masks or vaccines, but now the mandates. And there's a real divide with this, and there are some companies that are saying get vaccinated or get out. I mean, not in those using those particular words, but kind of saying the same thing. Pretty much, here's the drop dead date, and if you're not vaccinated, forget about it. So one of those places was written about in the Washington Post, and I was looking at this, and a lot of this has to do with frontline workers in the medical profession. And what happened in Virginia, specifically in Winchester, Virginia, and a lot of people were talking about this at the medical center. There was about 20 people, nurses, etc., that were protesting the recent coronavirus vaccine mandate. They were skipping a day of work to stand on the side of the road in the heat, holding signs that said no forced vaccinations, honk for medical freedom. And those kinds of things were happening. And the nurse's employer, Valley Health, the parent company of this medical center in Winchester, had given them an ultimatum. So an ultimatum: get the shot or face termination. And those on the corner that were waving the signs decided they've made up their mind. Valley Health announced a vaccine mandate for 6,300 employees at its six locations on July 19th, offering religious and medical exemptions for eligible participants. The hospital system is part of a growing number of medical institutions, universities, local governments, and companies that have turned to employee vaccine requirements to ensure, they say, the safest possible workplaces as this highly contagious Delta variant is in full swing of a deadly wave. So for the majority of the employees, the policy wasn't a problem. 75% were fully vaccinated. But in some areas, it wasn't the same, and there were definitely protests like the one that I described. In Winchester, 57% of the adult population is fully vaccinated, compared to 66% statewide. So those that were outside of the hospital were quoted as saying, many of them, they weighed the risks. And despite more than the 620,000 deaths from COVID-19 in the U.S., they still view the vaccine as riskier because of the rare but serious side effects, blood clots tied to Johnson & Johnson, the heart problems tied to the Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna vaccines, and other things that I think are misinformation but that are bandied about a lot. Even one of the nurses said, look, I'm not anti-vax. We've done all the vaccines that you get when you grow up, but those have been around for decades. For this one, there's too much propaganda around it. It doesn't make any sense. So that's also part of it, right? Like, hey, no, we don't want to do this because of what's surrounding it. Just saying, I'm not comfortable with it. And you know, you look at Delta and you look at what's happening for the kids. And these school districts, some that are putting out mask mandates, and others in places like Florida and Texas, where they're fighting against governor's orders in those two states, and school boards are saying, the hell with it, we'll take the fine because we're not going to expose other kids to it, because we're seeing that there's a lot of ICU beds that are taken up that all with the extreme cases of COVID-19, thanks to the Delta variant and those that aren't vaccinated, and leaving hospitals very vulnerable and the people in those cities and those areas vulnerable to, what if your kid is in a car accident? What if your kid has something happen to them and they need to be in an ICU bed and you can't get them in one because there aren't any available? It's such an odd, sick, twisted virus, isn't it? Because children were really less vulnerable to the first variant of what happened with the coronavirus than adults. And they're less vulnerable than adults to the highly contagious Delta for the most part. But in the last couple of weeks, we've seen this crazy rise in pediatric cases, hospitalizations. So now children are not really excluded from the new danger of this. So why does the FDA need to move quickly? They need to move quickly. to get it as safe as possible toward an emergency use authorization for a vaccine for children under 12 years old for the people who want it. So just this summer, there were, at the end of June, 8,447 new cases among children nationwide. August 5th, through that week, the new cases, 93,824. So during the pandemic, children have accounted for 14.3% of all cases. These are statistics I'm not just pulling out of thin air. They're from the American Academy of Pediatrics and the Children's Hospital Association, and that's based on data from 49 states. So the evidence is certainly adding up or piling up or whatever you want to say, and they're just simply, you look at the hospital admissions. People are listening to us in the great state of Kentucky, in Louisville, Norton's Children's Hospital, which is a great hospital. I have a cousin who is at CHOP in Philly, and she knows some people at Norton. They had 10 pediatric patients with COVID, 4 in intensive care and 2 on ventilators. Oh, that is the worst thing to see. And, of course, in Florida, they're seeing the pediatric cases soaring. In Arkansas, they're having problems there, too, as well. I mean, just pick a place, and we can look at a map and tell you where the cases are and track it by state. But now the conversation not only shifts to children and vaccines, but also to the booster and the fact that a booster could be ready by the fall. So if you were vaccinated, excuse me, in the spring, you might have to get a booster in the fall. And the first people who would be eligible would be the frontline workers, many of whom didn't want to get the first set of vaccines. So the numbers we know now, we have 198.1 million people vaccinated. That includes 168.4 million people who have been fully vaccinated in the United States, fully vaccinated. So if you look at the numbers, it's 59.7% with at least one dose, 50.7% fully vaccinated. And what does it mean when you're fully vaccinated and you have kids, or you have you're being very careful and cautious, but yet somehow you come down with it? I've had several friends who have been vaccinated who, yes, they have gotten COVID. And just one today I found out about, who lives in Minneapolis, and she tested positive for COVID-19. As did eventually her son and her husband, and said all of a sudden there was a cough, eyes were killing her, she was exhausted, and she had a fever of 102, so is luckily doing okay and just battling it in bed. But this is somebody who chose to get vaccinated and did, and now has COVID. And I know several people that have fallen into that category, but that's also the reason why so many others who don't want to get vaccinated are saying, well, look what's happening. But according to any of the health care people that I've talked to who are dealing with this, they say the thing is, with being vaccinated, you have a much better chance, of course, of not ending up in a hospital, taking up one of those precious ICU beds, fighting for your life on a ventilator. Coming up, I'm headed to the mailroom, and we're going to check in on the mailbag. Got a ton of it. 24/7, you can flip me your thoughts. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Pouty Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop.
and cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
Thank you for filling up the mailbag. No surprise, it happens like I've never seen it before in my life, even working in two major markets. Yes, it's true that you're paying attention all different times of the day, which I love. Hopefully many of you are listening on our fabulous affiliates or getting it later through our fabulous affiliates. That's another great way to do that. But you're definitely finding the show, and I truly appreciate all the support that I feel from all of you, including our friends overseas in Australia, the UK, Ireland, Brazil, and so many other places where people are listening. All right, this one is from Brad, who is listening to us in Tallahassee, 1300 AM. He says, girl, it is crazy when you live here because you just never know what's going to come up the alley, if you know what I mean, when it comes to tropical storms or hurricanes. All I keep hearing for the last probably 36 hours is Fred, 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 then Grace, Grace, Grace. Is Grace going to turn? What's going to happen with Fred? We certainly have it looming over us, but this is nothing new, especially at the panhandle level, because we know that at any moment things can turn or juke in a different direction. So I tell people just be vigilant and be ready to move if you got to move or evacuate. Just have that, as you call it, go bag ready to roll. Just thought I'd throw in my two cents. We are ready to roll, by the way, Kate. Yeah, you know what? I have family all over Florida. So if it's not on one side, it's up the panhandle. I've got friends in the panhandle. And they love it, by the way. They love living there. But pretty tough. You think, what's Monday afternoon going to look like? What's it going to look like? Heavy, heavy rainfall, obviously. So, you know, it's the floods you got to worry about, too. If it's not the wind taking you down, it's the water. I mean, that's the other side of this, of course. That's what it's about. And it's one of those things that you know that you live with when you live in that area, and you just got to follow what's happening and be on top of it. I mean, that's it. That's the name of the game. You don't want to be caught in a situation where you're not ready to move, where you're not ready to do whatever you have to do around your house, you know, whether it's putting some bags out or doing something that could at least divert higher levels of water that aren't killer floods, but could flood out a garage, whatever. And again, like I said, I have so many family and friends in those areas. And I know what you constantly are dealing with. All right, let's go to another one. This one comes to us from Peg, who says, Kate, it makes me sad and mad at the same time to see what has happened in Afghanistan, as I had two sons who, thank God, are with me today, but have lost so much friendship-wise, etc., and proudly served our country in Afghanistan, and I'm still incredibly proud of that. But I look at how quickly things collapsed, and I wonder, knock, knock, who was not paying attention to what was happening, that how could they assume that they were caught by surprise? How could they not realize that this would happen, that the collapse would be greatly felt? Because the people obviously fear the Taliban as they did before we arrived. And now that we're withdrawing and just pretty much let everybody know what was happening, it was easy for the Taliban to snake in, and they are probably stronger maybe than initially realized. Yeah, thank you for, you know, your sons for their service, and it is terrible to watch. You know, it's interesting because you have people blaming Trump a bit, the former president, and then completely blaming Biden. And you have the former president, Trump, saying on Sunday that President Joe Biden should resign in disgrace over the rapid collapse of the Afghan government following the pullout of American troops, saying that it's weakness and incompetence and total strategic incoherence is what he said. And, you know, you've got Pompeo saying that Biden, again, part of the Trump administration, saying that Biden utterly failed to protect the U.S. in a disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal. So there is the blame part of it, and the being caught by surprise, and really pretty much in a way looking at a 20-year investment mission, whatever you want to call it, war, just utterly collapsing in really a day. It was a week, but Kabul just boom, fell in a day, in no time, barely getting people out, escaping. You see the hell, it looked like Saigon, even though they're saying that's not the same as Saigon. But when I see, because I was too young for that, but when I see the helicopters, and I think of what I've heard from people, and then you see the helicopters trying to quickly get Americans out. So it took a day, basically, before they entered the capital. And the president said, "Pooh, I'm out," flees the country. And America leaves the embassy in a panic. In a panic. So all those promises down the drain. Now it's a second era of the Taliban rule. It's begun. The commanders started pretty confident. They knew it. They surrounded the capital. And they were there. They say they wanted a peaceful transfer of power, but inevitably there was looting, there were problems, there were people being shot, that kind of stuff. It was chaotic, is what it was. Yeah. So now there is a new Islamic Emirate, 2 decades after they established the first one. And you could see video showing Taliban fighters roaming the rooms and taking down flags to replace them with their own flag. So Afghanistan people are destroying any evidence of Western or government links, because the Taliban's here, and women were running around without burqas. They're searching for them, where they can get them. And, boy, some really terrible things are about to happen to some people there, and already have happened. I got another one along the same lines, and this one is from Philip, who says, "Hi, Kate. It just sickens me to see the chaos of what's happened now with the Taliban gloating and taking over the capital and the people that are now so exposed that helped the U.S. that couldn't get out in time. What is it all ultimately going to mean for the U.S.? What a mess, and how awful is this to watch? What's happened now, and to think that when this all started, what the initial investment was and what the initial idea was behind going to Afghanistan, and how can we possibly have thought we would be there forever? But how can we also not realize that we have flung this country back into a worse state that it was before we arrived?" And that's a sad, sad, sad part of it. All the soldiers and what they so bravely did, and the training that they worked with the military to try to get them up to speed, but they were never going to be up to speed because they were immediately paid off, or they abandoned their post because they want to be slaughtered. Well, you pretty much said it there in a nutshell. You know, you've got this calamity, as Liz Cheney, who is now taking a beating, so to speak, on Twitter, she said in one of her tweets that the Trump-Biden calamity unfolding in Afghanistan started with the Trump administration negotiating with terrorists and pretending they were partners for peace, and it's ending with American surrender as Biden abandons the country to our terrorist enemies. Yikes. All right, remember, you can send me your thoughts day or night, 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Make it count, everybody. You're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired, or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.